The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is brought to you by InsureMyTrip.com. Travel insurance done right from the people who know travel insurance. Find out more at InsureMyTrip.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting from the InsureMyTrip.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. We have over 250 back episodes if this is your first time listening, so go check those out. On this show, we'll get a review of MSC Divina from Jason Cohen. But first, as always, it's Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy. What's up, Stuart?
Hey, Doug, doing great. Why don't we get right to it?
Hey, you took the words right out of my mouth. Carnival Cruise Lines causing an uproar because they have changed their smoking policy, hopefully for good this time.
I don't think it's an uproar. I think, they're certainly reacting to customer, from their guest comments. And the really only change is they've already discontinued allowing smoking in the cabins. What they're doing now is they're extending that policy to the balconies. So there's no smoking in the cabins or on the balconies. And the other part of that change, which begins on October 9th, is they are raising the service charges from $11.50 per person per day to $12 per person a day. Ooh. Essentially brings them in line with other cruise lines.
Yeah, interesting. And I said uproar because Cruise Critic and John Heald's Facebook page, people were all kinds of pissed off.
You know, whatever. But they're going to everybody else is doing it, and they'll get over it.
I don't smoke, so I don't really care either way. Carnival, speaking of, is staying in New Orleans for a little longer.
Well, it's not at all a surprise. They're locking in terms and guaranteeing improvements to the facilities. They do have three ships sailing year-round, bringing in over 600,000 people. So, it's not a surprise. Also in light of Royal Caribbean departing New Orleans temporarily. But, just extending their terms another 5 years is not a surprise.
Do you think Royal Caribbean will be back to New Orleans?
I think once they start to get additional ships and they can deploy in the area, New Orleans is a very good market, and they definitely need to have a presence there.
This next story, rather odd. An AIDA ship, which is a German cruise line, gets missile debris on its deck. Now, tell us the story here.
Well, what happened was the AIDA Diva was departing Ashdod, Israel, and Palestinian terrorists were firing rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israel. And Israeli missiles, self-defense missiles, struck some of these rockets that were fired, and some of the debris fell on the ship as it was departing. The ship was not damaged, and no passengers were hurt.
So in no way there wasn't any missiles like fired towards the ship. It was just debris from the missiles being intercepted.
Had nothing to do with the ship.
Okay, very good. Next story, Atlantic City. Known for the casinos and the shows, wants cruise ships now. Do you think it'll ever happen?
Actually, Doug, I don't. The talk of it is, one of the issues is they're hoping that they can get a cruise ship that is about 200 to 300 feet long, and that's a yacht.
Right.
There aren't any cruise ships that size in the area, for that matter. Even the Pearl Mist is, the new ship by Pearl Sea Cruises is even larger, but sailing seasonally. But as I've mentioned in many reports on this issue, that passengers departing from the Northeast, let's say from the New York area and Baltimore, they want to get to Canada, New England. They want to get to Bermuda. They want to get to Florida, Bahamas, and the Caribbean. They don't want to stop anywhere along the eastern seaboard. Mm-hmm. And certainly, leaving out of New York, the last thing you want to do is kind of sail aimlessly as you're leaving and then spend a whole day in Atlantic City.
Stuart, what is going on in Tampa with this Skyway Bridge? And it's like been all over the news lately about the Skyway Bridge and the cruise lines down there in Tampa Bay.
Well, what's happened is they did a feasibility study as to what they need to do in order to remain relevant over the years. And the problem with the Port of Tampa is they're essentially constricted to cruise ships that are under 200 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Because of the Skyway Bridge, way out there that gets them into the Gulf of Mexico. The problem is that the Skyway Bridge right now is only 180 feet tall. Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of a limbo problem with the ships that they'll be able to have going forward. So the options that were presented in this study that was just announced was they could do nothing and be limited and possibly see that their business reduced over the years. They could build a brand new bridge at a cost of $2 billion, or they could raise the current bridge, which they don't think would be structurally sound, at a cost of $1.5 billion. So
wow.
They're just trying to prepare for the future. And I mean, they're limited as to the types of destinations that you can sail. Essentially, all you can do is Western Caribbean from there. I mean, they're too far north and west, just like Galveston and New Orleans are, from getting to the Eastern Caribbean.
Yeah, but I mean,
the problem right now is just the size, the height of the ships that have been built and are currently being built that are too tall to pass under the Skyway Bridge.
Yeah, but I mean, is Tampa, does it have potential to be a cruise mecca like Lauderdale and Miami? I mean, or is it just going to be catering to these small, like Carnival Fantasy class ship and Spirit class ships?
Well, those are the size of the ships. I mean, they have Royal Caribbean's Radiance class ships.
Right.
They can sail under, but it's the 100,000 ton ships and larger that they would not be able to have. So at some point, many of these smaller ships are no longer going to be in service. And, you know, Tampa could wind up, I mean, right now they're projecting 1 million passengers, which is a record for Tampa in 2014. But, you know, going forward, they would be limited as far as how much they can grow because of the size of the ship that can actually pass under the bridge.
So I have a question for you, Stuart. It's not a listener question. It's just mine personally. But since marijuana is now legal in Washington state and like half of the Alaska cruises depart from Seattle, Washington, if someone were to buy marijuana in Washington and take it on a ship, would they still get in trouble?
You will go to jail.
Okay. Interesting.
and it's interesting how, but these are international. These ships are essentially flagged by international countries. And just because it was legal in Seattle, it is not legal on the cruise ships.
All right, then. You can find him at cruiseguy.com. Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy. Thank you, man.
My pleasure.
How many times have you said, "That'll never happen to us"? Vacations are a big investment with both time and money, and they should be protected. For over a decade, InsureMyTrip.com has been the online travel insurance leader, offering the best plans from the most trusted providers. Our licensed and award-winning customer service team makes sure you have the right coverage for your travel. To find out why over 98% of travelers would recommend InsureMyTrip, visit InsureMyTrip.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And now, Jim Grace, CEO of InsureMyTrip.com, discusses the benefits of travel insurance.
Travel insurance protects your financial investment, and it can be also critical when it comes to protecting your health. Travel insurance can offer protection if you get sick or injured on your trip, need help with a medical emergency in a foreign country, require emergency medical evacuation to a hospital or back home, or simply, you just want to get your money back after a canceled flight interrupts your trip. At InsureMyTrip, you'll find a comprehensive plan with medical benefits only costs about 4-8% of your total trip investment. So it's worth it. Since it's not just your trip investment at stake, it's also your health. All policies are created differently, and it's important to know what is and what's not covered. At InsureMyTrip, we make it easy to find the right insurance plan.
For more information on this travel insurance topic and others, visit InsureMyTrip.com.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
We always love getting your cruise reviews. If you have one you'd like to share, just email comments at cruiseradio.net, like Jason Cohen did down in Miami, Florida. Just returned from the MSC Divina. Of course, the Divina is MSC Cruises' newest ship that is homeported Miami year-round. Right, Jason?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you just returned from the MSC Divina. Now, it wasn't like a full-on seven-night sailing. It was a shorter sailing. So how long was the sailing?
It was a two-night. A two-night. It left on a Saturday night and came back Monday morning.
And where'd you go?
It was a nice little you know, weekend cruise, and we went to Nassau for the day.
And I understand you won this cruise.
I did. Actually, I was very lucky. I have not won hardly anything in my life. So I was very, I was a bit surprised and apprehensive when I first were contacted, but I trusted who I was getting it from. I won it from, hashtag cruise chat on Twitter. Lucky for me, I live close to the port and dates were perfect. And I had really wanted to try, the MSC Cruise Line before. I haven't done it. So it was a good sample night for me to go on.
Very good. So you get to the port of Miami. I know you live down there. Your condo basically overlooks the port, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm pretty close. Taxi ride is only about maybe $7 to take there, much cheaper than taking my own car and parking there for the two nights.
Very cool. Well, you took a cab to the port of Miami and you got there. It was time for embarkation. So what were your thoughts?
Being that I hadn't been in Miami at the port for quite some time, a few things I noticed right away, they actually had like a band playing real nice jazz music. I was surprised and thought, oh, that's a nice touch with it. And, you know, there was a line to get in, but as long as pretty much you had, you know, your documentation and stuff like that, and I was able to talk with people online, you know, about the ship. And at Miami, you basically are looking at the ship the whole time. It's you know, relatively painless for the most part.
Very good. So you get on the ship. What were your first impressions of MSC Divina?
My first impressions, and I had seen pictures before of it, but really the pictures really don't do it justice. Mm-hmm. I mean, so much, because you see, you know, the whole 3D aspects of it and just taking it all in. Right away, just from getting on the ship and just seeing, you know, the mix of modern and contemporary feel to it. I like that kind of design, a very classic and elegant and modern feel to it.
That's what it reminded me of. When I first walked onto the ship, it reminded me like of a contemporary New York City hotel, maybe.
Yes.
Something like that. Yes. It was really, really nice touch to it. So you make your way through the atrium and you go up to your stateroom. So what kind of stateroom did you have and what were your impressions of it?
I had a, believe it was a D2 balcony cabin.
Okay.
Average balcony cabin for MSCs. And I will say, honestly, I was really impressed with the cabin itself. It's not too often that I'll get into a cabin. I've been on, you know, as you know, many of different cruise mm-hmm. lines, and you know, you get that feeling like this is a cabin you're getting into. When I walked into the cabin there, I had a feeling that it was more of like a hotel room. Just from everything where they had, from the way it was not just decorated but set up, but the way, you know, they put focus to little details, like having, you know, the end tables on both sides of the beds with the lamp. And I know all ships have that, but I really felt like I was in, you know, not in what we usually will think of as an enclosed cabin on a ship, you know, and roofs are, you know, is usually lower down.
Very good. I want to get to the food next, Jason, because it's a mixed bag if you go to the cruisecritics.com and all that stuff. So what were your thoughts on the food?
Being from New York, my standards are rather high with food, you mm-hmm. know. I have to say I was impressed.
Okay.
I really was. I thought overall, you know, they did a real good job with it. Definitely had a very focused Italian flair to it, and I like that. I enjoy that. I like a nice platter of cheeses and the smoked meats and things like that where they have in the olives and all that stuff. I enjoy that stuff. And overall, I thought this food was really good. I really had a good experience with the, from the dining room, even up to, you know, I spent the morning on the balcony and ordered room service, and we didn't get much. We just got some muffins, but I was like, you can tell this was, you know, it was good quality food and ingredients they used.
I'm like you. I've sailed on MSC Divina and MSC Poesia twice, and the food was the food. It was really good.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, I'm not a foodie, though. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. So I really, my food is like comparing to Outback Steakhouse and Sonny's Barbecue up here. So I'm not with the big steakhouses. Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about entertainment now. Since MSC Cruises is an Italian-based company and they source cruise passengers from all over the world, English isn't always the primary language. I guess we could say it's more of the entertainment is more of a visual thing on board. Would you agree?
Yeah. You know, for the most part, you know, they had, again, it being a two-night, you know, cruise, it was limited. But from what I had heard from other people, that they had taken two of their highlighted shows that were known quite well. And that's one thing. MSC is known as well for their entertainment, very well known for it. And again, being from New York, you know, I'm spoiled with that stuff. My standards are pretty high. And again, I will say that they really did a good job with it. Their first show was more, you know, visually oriented with very Cirque du Soleil kind of motions and all mm-hmm. that stuff. And it was great. And then the second night, I don't know if the right term to say is blown out of the water, but really, you know, with the Michael Jackson tribute.
Yeah, that was awesome. I saw that too.
I thought that was great. I mean, I really, really enjoyed both of those shows. Really enjoyed the Michael Jackson tribute as well. You can really tell that their entertainment staff really, they work hard. They train hard before it. It's not just some, you know, budget, you know, production that they're doing. It's evident.
Did you do or check out the dueling piano bar there?
I did see that. Actually, they were having believe it was an Elton John theme night, my first okay. night I was there. We kind of passed through it getting around, but then we stopped there for a drink, and yeah, we did see that.
Yeah.
That was fun, too.
Now that you've taken the cruise and it's behind you, since you did win this cruise, if you had to pay for this cruise on MSC Divina, would you have taken it?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm actually now looking to go, honestly, on another cruise in a few months, and MSC is right there, you know, on top of that list. I was glad I was able to have that sample and fortunate enough to be able to win it to try it out. But I definitely would have paid for it, and I really thought, you know, the interesting thing with coming from an Italian line, they did a really good mix of keeping a European flair, but towards an American, you know, audience.
Well, that was my next question. How did you feel being an American on an Italian cruise line? Did you feel catered to? Because, you know, Americans, they love to be coddled.
I did. I like to travel. I like Europe. I've always wanted to go to Italy and all that stuff. So, you know, it wouldn't replace a trip to Italy, but it definitely had a European flair, like I said, with the line. And some people, you know, again, it's a subjective thing. They may not like that. They may like it. They may want something that's more pure, you know, purely Americanized. I tended to like something that had a little bit different in offering, a little bit of a flair to it, but it really, they did cater things to, you know, American, you know, cruisers and tourists to be able to, you know, keep their interest with stuff. So, and yeah, and the foods, and, you know, I remember the buffets, they had all their, you know, usual, you know, Italians, like I said, the meats and the, mm-hmm. the cheeses and pizzas, but then they also always have to, you know, have the hamburgers and hot dogs and very Americana stuff too.
Did you travel with anyone on this sailing?
Actually, I didn't. I didn't know other people on the sailing,
okay.
So it worked out. This was my first time going solo with it, but I did know plenty of other people, so it was nice to be able to you know, not have to usually, like, I worry about keeping the cabin.
Yeah,
clean
it's
for
nice.
Someone
when you're not accountable to anyone. It's just you.
Yeah.
And the only person who knows you're a slob is your room steward, and he don't care because he's getting tipped.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Jason, in closing, final thoughts of MSC Divina.
I encourage people, try it. Give it a try to MSC, and I think you'll like it.
We've been talking with Jason Coleman from Miami. He just returned from the MSC Divina, which is in Port Miami seasonally as of recently. So you want to check that sailing out. Jason, my friend, always a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to catching up soon in Miami, buddy.
Great. Thank you. Take care, Doug.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. If there's anything that we can do for you, shoot us an email, comments@cruiseradio.net. And while you're surfing around the web, check out our new website. It's revamped and improved at cruiseradio.net. Broadcasting from the InsureMyTrip.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the InsureMyTrip.com studios. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
The preceding CruiseAddicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.